The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. On the National NBA Reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here with you today on a Wednesday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA action today. Also, I just want to look ahead really quickly on March Madness as well. That is starting up this week, so I'm looking forward to getting that going here. But let's go ahead and first cover the NBA games, as we always do for the show, and then we'll close the show going over March Madness, because this is a huge betting time of the year in basketball, and we cover everything over basketballnews.com, NCAA, and NBA, so we'll be covering March Madness throughout here on Nothing But Bets. But let's go over first, as I mentioned, the NBA games, and our first game up here for a great slate of NBA action here on this Wednesday is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Sixers are 3-point favorites over the Cavaliers today. I think it's going to be a close game throughout, but the big swing here obviously is no Jared Allen. So if Joel Embiid, he is questionable for tonight's game, but if Embiid indeed does play, I think he's going to get Evan Mobley in early foul trouble, and Embiid's going to go off for a lot of points tonight. I have a feeling we see a big game from Embiid and James Harden on the road in Cleveland. Should be a great game, but we're going to hit and hammer on this one. Philadelphia to cover the 3-point spread. So let's lock in Sixers -3 and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here for this matchup. Like I mentioned, Joel Embiid is questionable, so no Joel Embiid props currently available on Prize Picks. But in the meantime, if he does not play, I think James Harden and Darius Garland are getting into one hell of a duel. So we're going to lock in both those guys going over their points here. James Harden over 24.5 points and Darius Garland over 23.5 points. Another point prop I like here from Philadelphia's side is going to be Tyrese Maxey over 17.5 points. And then as well, another point prop that I like, Evan Mobley over 15.5 points. Whether Embiid plays or not, Mobley has taken on a big role. Jared Allen being out, he's doing well in that role as well. So I think Evan Mobley does get at least 16 points tonight. So let's go ahead and lock in this four-leg power play. All point props here, 20 back $1,000 on a $100 bet on Prize Picks. James Harden over 24.5 points. Darius Garland over 23.5 points. Tyrese Maxey over 17.5 points, and Evan Mobley over 15.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Sixers to win and cover the 3-point spread in Cleveland over the Cavs. Next up on the board here, we have the Denver Nuggets at the Washington Wizards. The Nuggets are 6.5 point favorites tonight over Washington in D.C. This feels like a big Nikola Jokic game, excuse me. I mean, Jokic has been absolutely incredible to watch as of late. I think right now he's my MVP vote. Just the way he's single-handedly carrying this Nuggets team with no Jamal Murray, with no Michael Porter Jr. If those guys come back later this season or looking ahead to next season, I mean, man, this Nuggets team is going to be really, really dangerous very soon. Nikola Jokic is a top 5 player in the NBA. His advanced metrics are astronomical. So again, I think he's my MVP right now, and I think we've seen MVP type of game tonight for Jokic. I'm going to go triple-double for Big Honey. So let's go ahead and lock in Nuggets to win and cover the 6.5 point spread. So let's lock in Nuggets -6.5 and go over to Prize Picks now and see what's on the board for this matchup. I think Nikola Jokic again on the points, 26.5. I think we're getting great value for Jokic there against this Washington lack of big man depth. I think we see a monster game from Big Honey. So let's lock in Jokic over 26.5 points. I also like here on the board as well, Kristaps Porzingis over on his point total at 18.5 points, and Kyle Kuzma over on his point total as well at 19.5 points. Let's go over now and go over to rebounds here and see if Aaron Gordon is on the board for this one. He is not. But if that being said, I think Will Barton could be in for an intriguing role tonight as a playmaker if Jokic goes off as a scorer. I think Barton should go over on his assist total, but Barton is not on the board for assists, so we're going to have to go over to points here. I think it's a nice little dart throw here on another point prop for Will Barton. I think if he does get going tonight, Nuggets cruise to a win, which I think we're going to lock in for the 6.5 point spread as well. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Nikola Jokic over 26.5 points, Kyle Kuzma over 19.5 points, Kristaps Porzingis over 18.5 points, and Will Barton over 14.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Nuggets to cover the 6.5 point spread in DC against the Wizards. Next up, a very fun game looking forward to tonight. It's an underrated game in the slate. The Atlanta Hawks at the Charlotte Hornets. The Hawks are 1-point favorites over the Hornets tonight in Charlotte. Trae Young has been going nuclear as of late, keeping this Hawks team alive in the play-in race. When they get going and Trae Young is playing the way he is, they are must-watch TV. Like, this is prime Steph Curry type stuff that Trae Young is doing right now. And I think it's going to continue against Charlotte. I think we're going to see a fun duel tonight between Trae and LaMelo Ball. But in the meantime, I am going to lock in Trae Young and the Hawks to cover the 1-point spread here. So let's lock in Hawks minus 1 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I love Trae Young and LaMelo Ball over in their point totals. Trae Young over 28.5 points and LaMelo Ball over 19.5 points. So we're going to lock both those in here. I also like here as well, Clint Capella over on his rebound total. Capella checks in at 12.5 rebounds. I'm going to go over there for Clint Capella on his rebound total. And now let's go back over to points here. I think Miles Bridges gets at least 20 points tonight. His over-under is at 19.5. So let's lock in Miles Bridges over 19.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play. Trae Young over 28.5 points. LaMelo Ball over 19.5 points. Miles Bridges over 19.5 points. And Clint Capella over 12.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Hawks to win and cover the 1-point spread on the road tonight in Charlotte. Next up on the board here, we have the Dallas Mavericks at the Brooklyn Nets. No Kyrie Irving tonight, so they are the underdogs. The Mavericks are 2.5-point favorites over Brooklyn. This was like a game to me where Kyrie Irving definitely could have helped out a lot. But in the end, I think Luka Doncic steals the show tonight. This Mavericks team has been awesome since the trade deadline. I think Luka Magic strikes again tonight in a fun battle with Kevin Durant and Nets. But I'm going to take the Mavericks here to win and cover the 2.5-point spread. So Mavs 2.5. And now let's go back over to Prize Picks and lock in our power play for this game. It should be a very fun one between Dallas and Brooklyn. Looking at the board here, I love Luka Doncic and Kevin Durant over on their point totals. And they check in as follows. Luka Doncic over 30.5 points and Kevin Durant over 29.5 points. I think both score 30 tonight, so let's lock both those in. I also like here as well on the board, Spencer Dinwiddie over on his point total at 15.5 points. And then let's go over to rebounds here. I think Andre Drummond's going to play a big rebound role tonight for the Nets. He gobbles up boards. I like Andre Drummond over 9.5 rebounds. So let's go ahead and lock that in our four-leg power play. Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. Kevin Durant over 29.5 points. Spencer Dinwiddie over 15.5 points. And Andre Drummond over 9.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Mavericks to win and cover the 2.5-point spread over the Nets. Next up on the board, the New York Knicks hosting the Portland Trailblazers. The Knicks are 12.5-point favorites, a huge spread over the Blazers, but I mean, I would go against the Knicks more often than not, even with this huge point spread. I think it'd be too much points for the Knicks, but this Blazers team is tanking hard right now. So many injuries, so many trades. I think the Knicks make an emphatic win tonight, impress their fans here at MSG. So let's lock in Knicks minus 12.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I like 2-point props for the Knicks side to go over in this matchup. Like I said, I think we see a showcase game tonight for the Knicks' best players. So we're going to lock in Julius Randle and RJ Barrett over on their point totals. Randle checks in at 26.5 points and Barrett over 25.5 points. Let's also lock in here on the board for Portland side. Looks like currently there's no Blazers props on the board for this matchup outside of CJ Ellaby, who is at 8.5 points. So let's lock in Ellaby over 8.5 points and see if there's any other props we like on the board here, if there is any posted for Portland currently on Prize Picks. Looks like there is not for this matchup. So instead, we'll sort of lock in that three-leg power play. So Julius Randle over 26.5 points, RJ Barrett over 25.5 points, and CJ Ellaby over 8.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Knicks to win and cover the 12-point spread over the Portland Trailblazers. Next up on the board, we have the Phoenix Suns at the Houston Rockets. The Suns are 11-point favorites today over the Rockets in Houston. This Suns team is so impressive. I got them. I bet them live last night. The money line before tip-off was minus 180. Took full advantage of that. They won by emphatically in New Orleans. I think tonight, 11-point favorites in Houston. I think they cover the spread, make another impressive win. Devin Booker barely played in the fourth quarter, so he's going to be playing a lot of minutes tonight in Houston. I think Booker again goes off in this matchup, and the Suns dominate. So let's go ahead and lock in Suns minus 11 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love, again, Devin Booker to have a big game tonight for the Phoenix Suns. He went over his point total last night. I think where he's going to get at least 27 tonight as well. So Devin Booker over 26.5 points. I also like your Jalen Green over on his point total, which is at 15.5 points. Another prop I think I like for this matchup, he's been going consistently over on his assist totals recently. Cam Payne, who's taken on that Chris Paul role and really thrive. I like Cam Payne over on his assist total. It checks in at 8 assists. And then Kevin Porter Jr. as well over on the assist total, which just checks in at 5. So here's our four like power play, 20 back, $1,000. Devin Booker over 26.5 points. Jalen Green over 15.5 points. Cam Payne over 8 assists. And Kevin Porter Jr. over 5 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Suns to win and cover the 11-point spread over the Rockets. Next up on the board, the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. The Timberwolves are 9.5-point favorites tonight over the Lakers. Obviously, LeBron James is going to get his points, but outside of LeBron, there is nothing fun about this Lakers team. They are not fun to watch. I think Minnesota has been one of the hottest teams in basketball the last month plus. I think they keep their winning streak going, and they emphatically win this game. So I'm going to go ahead and lock in T-Wolves minus 9.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here for this matchup. Over on Prize Picks, I think we see LeBron have a big game, but in the end, Minnesota scorers just get this one done. So LeBron James over 31.5 points. I also like Karl Anthony Towns over 27.5 points. Another point prop in this one I like is going to be Anthony Edwards over 19.5 points. And then one more point prop I like, I'm going to throw a dart throw here because it's like these Lakers props are not great. I'm going to take Austin Reeves over 8.5 points. So here's our four like power play, 20 back, $1,000. LeBron James over 31.5 points. Karl Anthony Towns over 27.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 19.5 points, and Austin Reeves over 8.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Minnesota Timberwolves to win and cover the 9.5-point spread over the Los Angeles Lakers. Next up on the board, the San Antonio Spurs hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Spurs are 13.5-point favorites today over the Thunder. As you guys know by now, this Thunder team has been our moneymaker all season long. They did not come through for us in the last game. But more often than not, the hit rate for these games has been pretty good in our favor. I think at least over 60-65% all season long with the Thunder. And I don't see why we go away from the strategy. It keeps hitting. It's a good dart throw to make. So I think, honestly, we're going to roll in this matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just think in the end there, that I can't see them losing by 13 to the Spurs. I could maybe the Spurs go off in this one. But it's never a safe play with the Thunder. They've been stealing people's coins all season long. I think it's a good strategy just to bet with them and the points. So let's take Thunder plus 13.5 and the following picks over on Prize Picks. There's currently no Thunder props on the board here, but two props that I like is going to be Keldon Johnson over 20.5 points and over on the assist totals as well. I like DeJounte Murray to go over there, and DeJounte Murray checks in at 9.5 assists. So I like those two props for the Spurs, but in the meantime, we're going to take the Thunder at plus 13.5. Next up on the board of the Utah Jazz hosting the Chicago Bulls. The Jazz are 7-point favorites today over the Bulls. I like the Bulls in this matchup. I'm not going to say they went outright the plus 225 money line, but I think they at least cover the spread here. I think it's going to be a closer game than many expect. The Jazz have been kind of inconsistent against good teams this year, so I think the Bulls keep this one close. I think we see a good game for DeMar DeRozan, but in the end, I think the Jazz win, but the Bulls cover here. So let's take Bulls plus 7 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I do like DeMar DeRozan to keep this team afloat and cover the spread. So we're going to take DeMar DeRozan over on his point total. Looking through the matchups here, DeRozan checks in at 27.5 points. We're going to take DeRozan over 27.5. And then let's also go over to rebounds here. I like two rebound props for this matchup, Nikola Vucevic and Rudy Gobert. Vucevic and Gobert on their numbers check in. Gobert at 12.5 and Vucevic at 10. I think both will go over there. And we're going to go back over to points here. I think Donovan Mitchell will be the scoring battle with DeMar DeRozan tonight. So we're going to throw Donovan Mitchell into the mix here. Mitchell checks in over 26.5 points. We're going to take the over there. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back, $1,000. DeMar DeRozan over 27.5 points. Donovan Mitchell over 26.5 points. Rudy Gobert over 12.5 rebounds. And Nikola Vucevic over 10 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Chicago Bulls as underdogs to win and cover the 7-point spread against the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City. Next up on the board here, the Milwaukee Bucks at the Sacramento Kings. The Bucks are 8.5-point favorites today in Sacramento. This is one of my best bets of the day. I think we see Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks really flex their muscles in this one. The Kings are so inconsistent still, even after acquiring Domantas Sabonis. if Sabonis gets in foul trouble early, which I could see happening against Giannis and the guys from Milwaukee, I don't think this one's going to be that close. So we're going to lock in as a best bet of the day, Bucks minus 8.5, and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I think we see, again, Milwaukee kind of flex their muscles here. So we're going to take Giannis Antetokounmpo over on his point total, which is at 31.5 points. And I also like here as well, De'Aaron Fox over 25.5 points. Another point prop I like here from Milwaukee's side is going to be Drew Holiday over 18.5 points. I think he will keep pace with De'Aaron Fox, kind of play the secondary role to Giannis tonight. So I like Drew Holiday to go over on his point total in this one, which is at 18.5 points. And now let's go over to assist. I think Domantas Sabonis plays a heavy facilitation role to help get De'Aaron Fox open tonight on cuts. So we're going to take Domantas Sabonis over on his assist total. Sabonis checks in at 5.5 assists. We're going to take the over there as well. So here's our four-leg power play to win you back $1,000. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 31.5 points. De'Aaron Fox over 25.5 points. Drew Holiday over 18.5 points. And Domantas Sabonis over 5.5 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Bucks to win and cover the 8.5 point spread as a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets. Next up on the board here, we have the Golden State Warriors hosting the Boston Celtics. The Warriors are 2-point favorites today over the Celtics and Golden State. I think we see a fun Stephen Curry game and the Splash Brothers with Klay Thompson as well. I think Jason Tatum will get his points in this one too, but in the end, I think this will be a statement game from the Splash Bros. So I like the Warriors here to win and cover the small 2-point spread. I think it will be a close game, but in the end, I'm not going to bet against Stephen Curry. So let's take the Warriors minus 2 and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here for this matchup. I love Stephen Curry over on his point total, which is at 24.5 points. And let's also take Jason Tatum over on his point total at 29.5 points. I also like your Klay Thompson to go over on his point total, which is at 20.5 points. It'll be a very fast-paced game. I also like another prop for Boston side, and it's going to be Robert Williams over on his rebound total. Robert Williams checks in for his boards, and it's going to be over-under of 10. I think Williams does get at least 11 tonight, so we're going to lock that in as well. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Stephen Curry over 24.5 points. Jason Tatum over 29.5 points. Klay Thompson over 20.5 points. And Robert Williams over 10 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Warriors to win and cover the 2-point spread over the Boston Celtics. Next up in our final game of the slate tonight for a heavy loaded 12-game slate in the NBA, we have the Toronto Raptors at the Los Angeles Clippers. The Raptors are 1.5-point favorites today over the Clippers in Los Angeles. The Raptors, I think, have found something. They beat the Suns. They emphatically beat the Lakers. I would be stunned at this point if they don't emphatically beat the Clippers. So I think we're getting great value on the spread here in favor of Toronto. So let's lock in Raptors minus 1.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I love a big Pascal Siakam game. So we're going to lock in Pascal Siakam over 22.5 points. I also like here on the board for the Clippers, Marcus Morris over on his point total, which is at 16.5 points. Let's also go over to rebounds here. I do like a rebound prop on the board here for the Clippers, and it's going to be Ivica Zubac over on his board total, which is at 9.5 rebounds. And then let's also go over to three-pointers made. Let's see if Gary Trent Jr. is on the board for three-pointers made. So it looks like here Gary Trent Jr. is not on the board for three-point totals, but I think he's going to have a big night for the Raptors. So let's go back over to points and lock in Gary Trent Jr. over on his point total, which is at 19.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. We have Pascal Siakam over 22.5 points, Gary Trent Jr. over 19.5 points, Marcus Morris over 16.5 points, and Ivica Zubac over 9.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Raptors to win and cover the 1.5 point spread over the Clippers. So that is all of our NBA plays today. Again, let's go over our picks against the spread one more time for you, and it is as follows on the board. It's a heavy load of 12-game slate in the association. Sixers minus 3 over the Cavs, Nuggets minus 6.5 over the Wizards, Hawks minus 1 over the Hornets, Mavericks minus 2.5 over the Nets, Knicks minus 12.5 over the Trailblazers, Suns minus 11 over the Rockets, Timberwolves minus 9.5 over the Lakers, Spurs minus 13.5 over the Thunder plus 13.5 over the Spurs, Bulls plus 7 over the Jazz, Bucks minus 8.5 over the Kings, Warriors minus 2 over the Celtics, and Raptors minus 1.5 over the Clippers. So let's go over to Prize Picks now before we transition over to our bracket and previewing exactly how we see the final for the Final Four going out in March Madness. It'll be a fun betting perspective on that. But let's go ahead and dive into my favorite part of the day now, our Prize Picks Super Parlay, our super power play here, sponsored by Prize Picks and Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com, my most confident play of the day. So let's go through our four picks here over on Prize Picks. And I think we're going to see a very fun day in the association for Prize Picks. Hopefully we win back $1,000 on this. So if you guys want to bet along with us, $100 to win back $1,000, here's our prop, and it is as follows. We're going to do our most confident plays of the day. James Harden over on his point total at 24.5 points. And we see James Harden have a good day for the Cavs, more of a scoring load on his plate tonight. Joel Embiid does not play. He's currently questionable. Either way, we like James Harden over on his point total to get at least 25 over 24.5 points. Another prop we like on the board as well is going to come to us from the Dallas Mavericks matchup, Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. And we see Luka really step up tonight. It's going to be a fun battle with Kevin Durant. I think Luka and the Mavericks won in the end, so we like Luka Doncic to get at least 31 points tonight. So Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. Let's also go now over to another matchup that I like on the board for this one, and it is going to be DeJounte Murray over on his assist total. DeJounte Murray checks in for the Spurs-Thunder matchup. His over-under, again, is at 9.5 assists. Like, we see 10-plus assists tonight for DeJounte Murray, and what could be a blowout win for the Spurs. So we're going to lock in DeJounte Murray over 9.5 assists is one of our most confident plays of the day. And then also, we're going to go back over to points for this one. We're going to do Stephen Curry to have a big game tonight against the Boston Celtics. Stephen Curry checks in over on his point total, and it's going to be at 24.5 points. So this feels like a winner to us. I think we see a very solid play for all four of these guys today. I feel very confident about this one. Again, $100 bet to win $1,000. Our Prize Picks super power play here on Nothing But Bets, and it is as follows. Luka Doncic over 30.5 points against the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden over 24.5 points against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Stephen Curry over 24.5 points against the Boston Celtics. And DeJounte Murray over 9.5 assists against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that is our Prize Picks super power play. So let's go over now to our bracket for NCAA March Madness. This is going to be such a fun next couple weeks in college basketball. I mean, seeing how exactly this could go down is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be covering every single game beginning Thursday morning, going over everything. But in the meantime, we're going to go over our bracket predictions for this one. It's going to be a very fun March Madness, but this is how Nothing But Bets sees March Madness playing out. So for the next 10 or 15 minutes, we're going to go over our March Madness, our whole bracket prediction. So let's start it off here. Gonzaga versus Georgia State, we have Gonzaga. Boise State versus Memphis, we have Memphis. And again, this is for the West region, by the way. UConn, 5 seed over New Mexico State, we like UConn. Arkansas over Vermont, we like Arkansas there. Alabama versus Rutgers / Notre Dame. Obviously, Rutgers and Notre Dame play tonight. I like Notre Dame to win that matchup, by the way. But we're going to go with Alabama to advance to the second round. Next up, we have Texas Tech and Montana State. We like Texas Tech in that matchup. Michigan State versus Davidson. I think Michigan State wins this one. I think it's going to be a very close game. But we're going to go with the Spartans in that matchup. Next up, Duke versus Cal State Fullerton. I think Duke rolls in that one. Might be one of the biggest blowouts in March Madness. Baylor versus Norfolk State. Easy Baylor win there. 8-9 matchup between North Carolina and Marquette. We're going to go in the direction of Marquette here. I think they're going to be swarming defense and do a slight upset here over North Carolina. So we're taking Marquette. And this is for the East region, by the way. St. Mary's versus Indiana. We like Indiana here to pull off the upset in the 12-5 matchup. And then UCLA over Akron in the 4-13. Texas over Virginia Tech in the 6-11. Purdue over Yale in the 3-14. Murray State over San Francisco in the 7-10. Kentucky over St. Peter's in 2-15. Now over to the South for the first round. Arizona over Wright State / Bryant. TCU in the slight upset of 9-8 over Seton Hall. Houston over UAB in the 5-12 matchup. And Illinois over Chattanooga in the 4-13 matchup. We like Michigan upsetting Colorado State in the 11-6 matchup. And Tennessee over Longwood in 3-14 for the South. Ohio State, Loyola Chicago. We like Loyola Chicago here to pull off the upset. So we're taking Loyola Chicago over Ohio State. And then Villanova over Delaware. Now on to the Midwest region. Kansas over Texas Southern in the 1-16. Creighton over San Diego State in the 9-8 matchup. Iowa over Richmond in the 5-12 matchup. Providence over South Dakota State in the 4-13. We're going to take Iowa State over LSU in the 11-6. Wisconsin over Colgate in the 3-14. USC over Miami in the 7-10. And Auburn over Jacksonville State in the 2-15. So now let's go back up here to the second round. Gonzaga over Memphis in the West region, 1-9. Arkansas, over UConn in the 4-5. Texas Tech over Alabama in the 3-6. Duke over Michigan State in the 2-7. Now onto the East region, Baylor over Marquette. UCLA over Indiana in the 4-12. Purdue over Texas in the 3-6. Kentucky over Murray State in the 2-7. Arizona over TCU in the 1-9. Illinois over Houston in the 4-5. Michigan over Tennessee as the upset here is the 11 seed. We have Michigan going to the Sweet 16. Loyola Chicago, an upset of the 2 seed. Villanova, biggest upset so far. 10 seed over the 2 seed, Loyola Chicago. Now onto the Midwest. Kansas over Creighton. Iowa over Providence, 5 upsetting 4. Wisconsin over Iowa State, 3-11, and Auburn over USC, 2-7. Now back up to the board here for the West region, Sweet 16. Gonzaga over Arkansas. We also have Duke over Texas Tech in the 2-3. Now on to the East, UCLA upsetting the 1 seed, 4 over the 1 Baylor. And then Purdue over Kentucky, the 3-2. On to the South, we like Arizona over Illinois, which should be we waffle back and forth on this one, but we are going to go with Arizona over Illinois in the 1-4. Loyola Chicago continuing their miracle run onto the Elite Eight, beating 11 seed Michigan in the 10-11 matchup. On to the Midwest region, we have Iowa upsetting the 1 seed Kansas. We're going to take Iowa as a 5 seed. And in Auburn, 2 over 3 in the Midwest as well. Onto the Elite Eight, 1-2, a rematch of earlier this season, Duke versus Gonzaga. We're going to go with the Zags here to win this one. I think Chet Holmgren has a big game. I think Gonzaga's size down low will be too much for Duke to handle. The waffle back and forth in this one as well, but we believe that Gonzaga is going to win this one and advance to the Final Four over Duke in the West region. The East region, 3-seed versus 4-seed, Purdue versus UCLA. We are going to go with Purdue to make the Final Four. I think Jaden Ivey will find something here in March Madness. The big man duo down low of Zach Edey and Travion Williams. I think Purdue wins this one and advances to the Final Four out of the East region. On to the South region, the Cinderella story in our predicted bracket. Loyola Chicago, 10 seed against Arizona, the 1 seed. We are going to go with Arizona to make the Final Four. And finally, Midwest region, Iowa versus Auburn. This will be a fun match between two top 5 picks, potentially Keegan Murray of Iowa and Jabari Smith of Auburn. Waffling back and forth on this one, but I do believe Auburn gets this one done. I feel like Jabari Smith could make a Kevin Durant type run in March Madness where he just goes off and carries his Auburn team. So we're going to take Auburn over Iowa in this one. On to the Final Four, we have the 1-3, Gonzaga versus Purdue. And we are going to take the Boilers here on Nothing But Bets for our prediction. I think the size down low of Purdue could be something. And Jaden Ivey, I think, could cause some huge issues, get Chet Holmgren in foul trouble. So we're going to take the upset here. Purdue, the 3-seed, being the 1-seed Gonzaga, onto the national title game. And we are also going to do another upset here in the Final Four. 2-seed Auburn over 1-seed Arizona. I think Jabari Smith, again, has a magical run here for Auburn to win this game. And we're going to close it out here with 2-seed Auburn versus 3-seed Purdue. We're going to go Jabari Smith and the Auburn Tigers to win the national championship. I think Jabari Smith goes off in this game. I think the Auburn Tigers overwhelm the Purdue Boilermakers here. So our predicted score is going to be 77-69. So that is our Final Four, our national champion prediction here on Nothing But Bets. We have the Auburn Tigers defeating the Purdue Boilermakers, the Final Four of Purdue, of Auburn, Gonzaga, and Arizona. So follow along our predictions. If you want to bet against the spread for all those, we'll be covering March Madness all throughout the show, all month long here on Nothing But Bets, giving our picks against the spread. And Prize Picks has the props as well, doing our power plays for each game as well. So appreciate everyone listening in. As always, Nothing But Bets. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure you also follow along, get our March Madness bracket challenge for It's Too Late over on basketballnews.com. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you leave us a great review as well if you enjoy the content. And make sure you read basketballnews.com, subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast. We do so much great content over there every single day. And we're your one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. But in the meantime, make sure you lock into your bets today for a loaded Wednesday of basketball, hoops, and the NBA and college basketball. And make sure you have a great day and happy betting.